before 1940. So the first cemetery was in Shnevyshok. We haven't been there yet, but we will be there. After 1830, a second cemetery was opened. That was in a section of Vilna called Zaretsche, so it's known as the Zaretsche Cemetery. It's a little closer to actually where we are. We could walk there if we really wanted to on Shabbos, but we're not. We have other things to do. But we'll take the bus there, and you'll see the remains of the Zaretsche Street Cemetery. And that's where all the Gedolim were buried from 1830. Not only the Gedolim, all Jews in Vilna were buried from 1830 until 1940. Reb Chaim Ozer was actually one of the last Jews, maybe the last Jew, actually to be buried in the Zaretsche Cemetery. He, of course, later was moved to this third cemetery. After the war, Jews were no longer buried in the first two cemeteries. That is, they certainly weren't buried in the first one, but they weren't buried in Zaretsche either. And after the war, the Dembowka Street Cemetery became the official cemetery of Vilna, which it remains to this day. It is the practice, by the way, all over the Soviet Union. It's common practice that people who die for several years now, and certainly today, have their photograph on the tombstone. You must have seen many marble tombstones with photographic engravings on them. That's the practice. It's not limited. It's a non-Jewish practice which Jews imitate. Most of the Jews here are very assimilated. It's absolutely forbidden by halacha, and I don't understand how they permit this in the United States. That is, in all cemeteries today in the United States, wherever Russian Jews are buried, you'll see the same practice that you see here. You'll see it in the United States. Apparently, the rabbis either are not aware of this or simply have no control over it, whatever the case may be. It seems to be the rage. As I say, it's absolutely forbidden by halacha. So that's just to go over again the names of the three cemeteries. You'll have some idea of what we're talking about. And later we'll talk about the history of the Vilna Gaon and others. I want to talk about Reb Chaim Ozer for a minute, an incredible document in front of me. And I'm going to read part of it that's cover the time between now and when we get to the museum. Of an eyewitness account of the funeral of Reb Chaim Ozer. I just have to discuss the background briefly. Reb Chaim Ozer dies in August of 1940. Lithuania was independent for a short while. For a long while, it was before that, it was under Polish rule. And then suddenly, in June 1940, it came under Soviet rule, came under the Soviet Union. Russification began immediately, and which meant persecution of Jews. This is in August of 1940. There were many, many Yiddish newspapers in Vilna before the war. All these newspapers were closed except one, which was controlled by the Bundist organization, that group of Jews that was most sympathetic with the Soviet Union. The name of that paper was called the Yiddish Emes. That one newspaper, which is the only newspaper that could be printed in Vilna in August 1940, refused to carry an announcement that the chief rabbi of Vilna for 50 years had died. He died on a Friday, on Erev Shabbos. It was the fifth day of Av. Erev Shabbos, Hey Av. So no announcement was made. This is part of the religious persecutions. You weren't allowed to mention the rabbi's name, even in the Yiddish newspaper. So by word of mouth, the word was spread that Reb Chaim Ozer had died. The funeral was held on the Sunday morning after the Friday that he died. There was a whole question whether the funeral could take place altogether. There was fear, arrests, and so on. Jews were not allowed to congregate. The whole Vilna, all of Yiddish Vilna, thousands and thousands of Jews came by foot to Pelimo Street, which we're going to be walking up and down throughout this trip, came to the house, 17 Pelimo Street, where Chaim Ozer lived, and attended his levaya that Sunday morning. This was a protest on the part of the Jewish people that they were going to announce their Jewishness to the Russian world. They didn't care. They all came. Now I'm going to read to you now from this account of what happened that day. I read in Hebrew and translate it into English. B'sha'ot ha'boker ha'mukdamot shil yom ha'alef zayin av hichilu ha'monim shil Yehudei Vilna v'lita l'nahor el beito shil ha'manoach. Sunday morning, the seventh day of Av,